USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A powerful mudslide carrying a deluge of black water and debris crashed into rows of houses in a town west of Tokyo following heavy rains on Saturday, leaving at least 19 people missing, officials said. As many as 80 homes in Atami were completely buried, according to an official with the Fire and Disaster Management Agency. Hurricane Elsa is set to batter southern Hispaniola and Jamaica with heavy rain and high winds on Saturday, and Cuba later this weekend. For the holiday, here's CNN's Tyler Molden.
Overall, it looks fine, except for, again, Boston and New York. You'll see some rainfall. We have thunderstorms in the mix across the Gulf Coast. Temperature of 90 degrees in Memphis. And then, as you can see, Salt Lake City, 102 degrees. Have a safe 4th of July weekend, everyone. I'm meteorologist Tyler Molden.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free one-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The two-decade war in Afghanistan has given U.S. spies a perch for keeping tabs on terrorist groups that might once again use the beleaguered nation to plan attacks against the U.S. homeland. But that will end soon. The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan is leaving intelligence agencies scrambling for other ways to monitor and stop terrorists. Gazing at the mountain of rubble that had buried her father, uncle, and dozens of others, a 12-year-old girl moved away from her relatives, sat down by herself, and pulled out her phone. She opened a collection of psalms and began to pray. Elisheva Cohen's moment of reflection at the site of the Florida condominium collapse captivated the Surfside mayor and led to an introduction to President Joe Biden, who asked to meet her Thursday when he arrived to console families affected by the disaster.
It's bad enough to lose somebody. But the hard part, the really hard part, is to not know whether they're surviving or not.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man found dead, slumped over the wheel of his tractor in South Carolina, and an investigation leads to some unlikely suspects. Here's Mike Fortier.
Two children, 8 and 9 years old, arrested for last week's shooting death of 62-year-old Danny Smith in Oconee County, killed after being shot in the back. The boys charged with involuntary manslaughter.
We don't think there was any malice. You know, we don't think it was a premeditated, that their intent was to actually kill Mr. Smith. But, you know, when you fire a firearm in the direction of another person in a reckless manner, then that is considered involuntary manslaughter.
Sheriff Mike Crenshaw talking to 7 News in Spartanburg. He adds parents need to teach their kids about gun safety.
Have those conversations with your kids. You know, the first and very most important thing when you talk about gun safety, never point a firearm loaded or unloaded in the direction of another person.
From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
A United Airlines flight from Hawaii to New Jersey was delayed by unauthorized feathered passengers. Video from someone on the flight shows at least 2 birds flying through the cabin. At first, the maintenance team tried to catch the animals by opening ceiling panels. When that failed, crew members turned off the lights and asked passengers to lower their shades. The birds then flew to the only source of light on the plane, near an open exit, and left on their own. The crowd cheered after the extra passengers departed, and the incident only caused a 25-minute delay. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.